This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lulu Garcia-Navarro, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
So can you remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was actually a two-week challenge. The first week, I asked, what do the words Neanderthal, embarrass, saturation, and contemptuousness have in common? And the answer is each word conceals the name of a planet in left to right order. So Neanderthal has Earth, embarrass has Mars, saturation has Saturn, and contemptuousness has Neptune. And then the second week, I asked, what do scarecrow, screensaver, camera woman, and curvaceousness have in common? And each of those, when written in lowercase letters, consists entirely of narrow letters. That is, they have no ascenders or descenders. And then I asked, can you think of a seven-letter word that fits both properties? And the answer was avenues, has only narrow letters, and it conceals Venus.
That's a hard one, I gotta say. And we had about 300 responses, and this week's winner is Jeff Zarkin of Burke, Virginia. Congratulations!
Well, thank you.
That was really a tough one. How'd you come up with it?
I saw very quickly in the first week's challenge the planets spelled out in it. And then when the second week's challenge came out, I started looking at my computer keyboard, and I was looking whether left-hand letters, right-hand letters, and it dawned on me that they had no descenders. I looked a bit closer and said, oh, they have no ascenders either, and then just went back to the original list I'd been playing with of words that had planets hidden in them and saw avenues. And it was like, ding!
There you go. All right. And Jeff, I hear you have a question for Will.
Yes, I'm curious how your family reacted when you told them you wanted to study enigmatology.
Yeah, well, my mom was a creative sort, so she thought it was cool. My dad was more the straight-laced type, and he thought, okay, you know, play now, and then you'll get a serious job later.
Love it.
All right, are you ready to play the puzzle, Jeff?
Let's go.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Jeff, every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase. Add the letter F in front of the first word to get the second word to answer the clue. For example, if I said less than usual stream of water, you would say low flow. So here's number one, the entire autumn.
All fall.
All fall, is it? Number two, more unusual stuff that cattle eat.
Otter fodder.
Uh-huh. More aged container of office papers.
Older folder.
That's it. Arranges hot dogs in order of quality.
Ranks Franks.
That's it.
You're on fire.
Exposes oneself to the chances of being searched for weapons.
Risks Frisks.
Yeah, Risks Frisks. You got it. Doesn't have any publicity agents informally.
Doesn't have any publicity agents. That
you know what an informal term for publicity agents is?
It's a PR man.
Right.
Doesn't begin with an F, unfortunately.
It's got to start with an F, though.
I'm stuck.
It's lax flax. F-L-A-C-K-S. There you
that.
Go. Here's your next one. One who whips someone who works with timber.
Seller.
Someone who goes out and cuts trees in the forest, and brings them in, what would that person be?
A forester, a feller.
And this is the word that does not start with the F.
What do you put in the fire?
There you go.
Oh, a logger flogger.
A logger flogger is right. And here's your last one. Parts of Helsinki's country that are away from the coast.
Inland Finland.
Good job.
Good job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Jeff, what member station do you listen to?
WAMU here in Washington, D.C.
You did a great job, Jeff Zarkin of Burke, Virginia. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Think of a brand name you might see on your breakfast table. Change one letter to a Y and rearrange the result to get a familiar two-word phrase that names something else you might see on your breakfast table. What phrase is this? So again, brand name, you might see it on your breakfast table. Change one letter to a Y, rearrange the result, and you'll get a familiar two-word phrase that names something else you might see on your breakfast table. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, August 23rd, 2018, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, our very own Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.